and welcome to this week's episode of
Advice from Your Besties.
Woo!
This is where we'll take questions, give you answers, and we have special extra advice for you today because our friend Johnny's back.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, I just want to talk about this because we were just about to talk about triggers. Johnny, what are your triggers?
Oh my God, my triggers are so fucking weird.
I don't even know what triggers are. I'm sorry to interrupt.
So triggers are like where you need to be warned about something beforehand. Otherwise, it will trigger you. Like ED, like eating disorders, or like suicide, or like, you know, like high
like market shooting.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Okay.
These are traumatic events.
All right. Yeah. So what's, I'm sorry. So you were going to say what yours is?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What's your trigger?
Being force fed.
When people talk about finances in front of me, I straight up can't. I'm giving up already.
What are my triggers?
Gold digging.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one.
That fucking kills me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one hits deep.
I'd say that's like your big one.
It's my biggest trigger. Yeah.
Anyone just like not being nice?
Yeah.
That makes me.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Oh yeah, dogs.
Ooh, that was a trigger for you. That's for sure.
Yes, dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs are a trigger for me. I kind of like made myself go into depression yesterday because I was looking at dogs and I'm like really, really wanting to get another one.
So you triggered yourself.
I triggered myself. Yeah, I was about to start crying.
I've
and
been
they're
there
like,
before.
They're like, "Why are you doing that?" I was like, "I can't help it."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, dogs. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of live in La La Land where nothing really happens.
Right. It wouldn't matter geographically where you live. You might just be like that wherever you are lucky enough to be.
Yeah.
And I want to be nearby.
That's the way to do it.
Because I like to slip into that bubble and like, nom, nom, nom. Just drive around with errands and
Target
in a bubble of nonsense. I love it. I think that's what it is.
Okay, so maybe that's the advice. Like, keep yourself in your bubble. Push all triggers away.
Yourself in La La Land. It's such a great place to be. Like, nothing affects me, really.
Oh, it affects her. It just, she reacts so differently than you and I.
I'm just like, oh, I don't like that. Okay.
Okay.
Let's move on.
It's amazing.
Here's a question. What are your friendship icks?
Please.
No, I was like, yeah, that's a thing. I didn't think about which my ick is, but like, I've had like when people like straight up.
Do you want a second to think about it?
No, it's like when people make plans with me.
Please stop.
And
I'm like, listen, I'm sorry, but like, I can't do this. And then from then on, it's just begging to make it happen. After I'm canceled.
Mm.
I'm sorry, but like, I'm not going to say yes.
Oh, they're begging you.
Yeah. To just keep making, like, okay, what if we do like 6 p.m.?
Oh,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Ick.
What if we do 8 p.m.? I'm like, I'm more like saying I'm shutting down for the day. Okay. What about tomorrow morning?
Oh God. It's so hard wanting people to hang out with you.
No, no, because like sometimes I'm just like, I just want to be like, people. Okay, I did not know we were going to ick shame. First off, fuck that. I thought it was more going to be like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Ew. I hate when that happens too. Okay. Fire some of your icks. Let's see where you stand. Fuck that. No, I'm sorry. But sometimes when I want to shut down for the day, I'm like, listen, I'm going to be gross by myself today because I woke up like that.
Okay.
You know,
is that what you tell them?
You're I don't like, understand what's the ick about. I guess I don't understand what you're saying.
The ick is that like people are asking him to hang out and he's just like not in a hanging out mood.
Right. For that day.
And they keep on like asking, well, what about later? What about now? What about now?
What about like tomorrow morning?
Uh-huh. And he's
so
just,
rather than saying, no, thank you, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You just let it keep going?
No, I try to shut it down, but it's happened before, especially in college.
Did you say no, thank you?
Yes. I've said no, thank you. I've like shut it down.
You say like no thank you, I'll circle back in like 2 days.
Yeah.
It's like Okay. See that we keep ache shaming.
No, I just,
somebody
I
else needs to go because I'm getting triggered right now.
Okay, what's our? We don't have relationship icks.
No, the ick is like people who have kids that are always like. Like, I like to take my kid to school. Oh my God. Well, my kid just has to go to basketball practice. Oh my God. I didn't know that they had this. I have to go pick them up. Like, oh, I can't hang out. I'm like, ugh.
Stop talking about them.
Yeah. When kids run the parents' lives, I cannot be friends with that person.
Some people just should not have kids. That's an ick. I'm sorry, but a lot of people should not have kids.
We're in agreement. Just, but yeah, like one step down further, it's like, yo, if that's going to be your identity, I don't want to be friends with that.
Yeah, no, we see that too much at work, and I genuinely, it's made me hate kids.
I don't think they're worth hating. You may just you know what? I think the children at our restaurant are not like most children.
I worked at an Apple store for 5 years.
Okay, well, those are the same.
Those sound like terrible children.
Those sound like kids. The same children.
Yeah, they are.
That's where they go when they're not eating. Do you know what I'm saying?
The surfaces.
But like you go to like Mexico or like, I haven't been to Honduras, but like the children there are simpler and easier and sweet.
So Hispanic kids are better.
Yes.
The white kids at like restaurants and Apple stores, fuck those kids.
Kind of. They're pain in the ass.
They are.
They're not innocent and sweet. Although, you know, I have some friends, like Carrie's children are like, make me nostalgic for like what used to be like kind and sweet children without technology so strongly in their lives and like playing with toys and rocks and things. And it's just very sweet. And it's nice to see that there are still some children like that.
Also kids with genuine manners.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, high five, buddy.
Yeah.
High five.
Then, mama, do you want spaghetti?
Thank you.
Attempt to nod your head. And they're like, she like pulls her head up from his phone. Like from the claw from the back of his head, like nods it and then like puts him back down. And these poor children are fucking robots.
How old are these children?
They're anywhere from like 2 to 12.
Those are children. Those are children.
Yeah, those are children. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's a big
It's a fuck ton.
That's a decade gap.
I get so thrown off.
It's a generation.
Yeah. When I meet a teenager who is very articulate
yes.
and they have speak and they
I want to hit on
themselves,
them.
I'm like,
I'm sexually attracted to you.
That have that like a mind
yes.
of
yeah.
their own.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, thank you for acknowledging not only my presence and my individuality, but also, homie. Like, thank you for having your own personality this mm-hmm. young.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You know what I mean? Because to be able to think for yourself before you're, like, paying taxes is really fucking hard. You know what I mean? And
I
so
know.
When I do see that, I'm just like, congratulations. You're going to make it far.
Yeah.
Just stay yeah. away from, like.
Mm-hmm. Stay away from the hard drugs.
Precisely.
Or, no, they're too smart for it.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Whoa.
God.
Whoa.
They're too smart for it.
Yeah.
I fucking like hit on them. And I'm going to be like, yo, I see you. You are welcome at my table all goddamn day long. I don't care how old you are. Hey, let me introduce you to my peeps if you want it.
Okay.
That's when I see me.
Yeah. Honest to God, I'll like do what I can for the people that I think like deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the young ones. I mean, I think what I'm saying is this is for the like the younger people in my life that I'm like, you deserve goodness.
What are you trying to give them?
whatever I have to offer.
Oh,
that could make their lives better.
That's so vague.
That is so vague.
Here's a Starbucks cake. Congratulations.
No, I don't mean that. Like Gia and Sarah, they have a jewelry business. So I went and bought their shit.
But Gia and Julia are also almost 30.
I thought you were talking about like the kids that are coming in to like eat. I'm like, are you just going to give them a better table or like?
No, if there's anything they ever ask or like if they, you know, it doesn't happen often, but like some, like if they, hey, can you introduce me to this? Or hey, can you hook me up? Like all those little like.
Can you introduce me to drugs? I got you.
I'll put you in contact with somebody or something. You know what I mean?
Like, just do it safe.
Like what Doug kind of does. And like, dee, 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 dee. Yeah. I would do that for a young person, but like some shitty, be like, get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying now.
Shitty people were shitty kids.
Yes. Help out the young kids.
I will champion you any way you want if I think you deserve it. But I'll go to bat for you.
As long as you're articulate and your head's not in an iPad all day.
Yeah, don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Just be an excited.
Kids can be assholes. They absolutely can.
I just would like that. Yeah, I like to see them when they're there. You know, I don't. Okay. Anyway.
Anyways, that's all we have time for.
Unfortunately.
I know. Okay.
So what were
your friendship icks?
I'm not going to repeat mine. Fuck that. Come on.
It's not a good enough one anyway. You know. There's been plenty of times I've asked her her opinion, and I was like, no, that's not good enough. Yeah. So we do reserve the right.
It's not just you.
Right.
We do reserve the right to do that here.
Yeah. Yeah. But let us know what your friendship
is. Oh, you're going to come back to me in the next 24 hours. I'll be like, oh, this is what I meant to say.
I will. I'll text you as soon happens. As I get in my car.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, all right.
Maybe next time.
Well, make sure you share this episode with your bestie, because I think we gave some advice somewhere in that episode.
We helped out.
And make sure you like, subscribe, follow all the things at So Fired Pod on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Give us a 5-star review of how amazing we are. Thank you. Bye.
Disclaimer. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. The stories and statements expressed herein are experiences and opinions. They may not represent the views of the production studio or the hosts. If you disagree with our content, that's okay. No podcast is perfect for everyone.